Live.
Second Tuesday, so it's time to talk cars with Juliet Maguire of JulietMaguire.com. Hello.
Hi, John. Is it Tuesday?
Yeah, Monday.
Oh, gosh, you threw Monday.
I'm throwing myself. I need to throw myself off a cliff. It's the only way I can save the universe is to throw myself off a cliff. I picked up the all-electric Jaguar this morning for a week.
And
it's a fantastic motor car. It's an absolutely fantastic motor car.
I've heard. I haven't driven it yet.
Two problems. The price. The one that I'm driving is 1.75 million.
Yep.
And 470 is the...
The range.
Yeah. Batteries are going to get stronger, and they are going to be, and you can do an accelerated charge in 40 minutes. You can charge up to close to 100% in 40 minutes. So you're driving to Plett, you stop off, you have somewhere, you have lunch somewhere, you charge it, you get to Plett, no problem.
Yes.
But
you've just got to hope that no one is there before you charging their car.
Yeah.
it's
a beautiful motor car. And the traffic coming in on the N1 this morning just after 10 o'clock was horrendous. It took me 45 minutes to get from Century City to Cape Talk. Mm. And you sit there in that silent, air-conditioned motor car, and it doesn't bother you.
I know you think
you're insulated from all the troubles of the world.
Absolutely, far less road rage as well.
Oh, it's a magnificent motor car. I'm looking forward to the rest of the week. You've been driving this rather strangely named Hyundai Venue.
Oh, well, I know. So you know, I've had the T-Cross.
Come and have a party. I've got a Venue.
Well, that is what they want. That is why they've named it this. It's the most odd thing. They normally name their cars after places. The reason they've done this is because they think it will be more global, so they can use this name everywhere. Obviously, then brand awareness. Most of their cars, like Tucson, Santa Fe, but like Creta and stuff, the problem is that in certain countries, the words mean different things. So a lot of like private parts for, you know, in those countries, so they can't use them, say in Greece or whatever, for one of the words. So that's why now they've gone with Venue. It's weird. It's a weird name.
But it's a nice-looking car. I've just been looking at pictures of it. It looks as if it's sort of kind of taking on the Ford EcoSport in that
arena. Yes, absolutely.
Arena.
It's a direct competitor. From the side, a little bit T-Cross-looking. And if you look from the front and back, it's got a bit of a Volvo look, I think, to it, which is a good thing. Inside, also quite great. The plastics are a bit hard, but it feels solid, sort of good build quality. They've got three trim levels, and the first one, the Motion, starts at 274,900 rand, which is a little bit above the EcoSport, and the T-Cross will bring in an entry level under 300,000, but it doesn't have much. I mean, it's just got a radio. It doesn't have the touchscreen with Bluetooth. It's got less airbags. So you get at the top of the range one is the Glide. I mean, that's sitting at 369,900 rand, but now you're getting all the bells and whistles with it. And what's kind of bothered me in the back, although there's space and everything, kind of space, is the rear bench only on the top of the range can it fold 60-40, which I find is an interesting thing
to
do.
That's quite weird.
Because on the other models, you're not going to have that. And now it's supposed to be a practical family car. So, and now you've got the T-Cross and the Citroen C3 Aircross that actually have sliding rear benches. So I think Hyundai missed a beat there. They really should have maybe considered that. I think, anyways.
What's it like to drive?
It's actually quite lovely. It's got a 1 liter turbocharged petrol engine, quite similar to its competitors, the performance, etc. Nice refined engine. It's the same as actually what's in the Kona. So you know that it's going to be great. And another thing about the back, my colleague who I was with, CarMag's web editor, sat in the middle seat, and he's a guy about 6 foot. And the middle seat only has a belt seat belt, like just a lap belt, not a full seat belt. Again, some interesting things, but fantastic all-round product. I think it's going to really come down to sort of customer preference.
And in this segment, there is an extraordinary, particularly when the T-Cross brings in that new, and that's next year.
The next year beginning, no. They've got
Then there's a lot of choice in this segment, which is a segment that I think more and more people are looking at because it's cheaper, and it's cheaper to run and service the car.
Yes, absolutely. And you've got the space and everything that you want. So this is a little bit more expensive than the T-Cross, which we know I quite loved, but it is more expensive than the Ford EcoSport, which is yours. So
And at that price, if I think that my – all right, it is a year ago now that I bought it, but for 249,000 rand, I've got the Bluetooth, and I've got all of those things.
Yes, yeah. So now you're going to have
that they don't have for 30,000 rand more.
Yeah. So now you're going to have to push into the 300s to get all of that, which is quite a lot of money when you're on a budget. I know, like, you know, if you're pushing it, you don't really want to push by 30,000, but if you can, I would go with certainly if you can.
But if you're looking in that segment, then go to the T-Cross, go to the EcoSport, and go to this and see which one fits your personality and your driving style.
Absolutely, and I don't think you'll be disappointed with either one.
Thank you very much, Juliet Maguire of JulietMaguire.com. Will you be back with us in 2 weeks' time?
No, this is my last one for the year. I'm not that excited. I looked excited there, but I'm not that excited.
Are you going on holiday?
Yes, I'm going to Plettenberg Bay.
In what motor car?
The Volvo XC90.
And I know how much you love that motor car.
Just because I want to feel hella fancy.
That's what you're excited about. The drive there. Not so much the time when you get there, but the drive there and back. So Juliet will be back with us in the new year.